The Spinach Trail, From Backyard Harvest to Big City Creamy Dreams, by Don Nicholas. As a kid, I thought spinach was just something my dad grew so we could practice our chewing. We'd pluck it from the garden and rinse the tender green leaves in the kitchen sink. Then he'd work his magic, tossing it in a big wooden bowl with red wine vinegar, olive oil, salt, and pepper. It wasn't fancy, but it was fresh, healthy, and surprisingly tasty, especially when you picked it yourself. Fast forward a few decades, and I found myself on a business trip in New York City, seated in a dimly lit steakhouse. My steak came with a rich, velvety side dish called creamed spinach. It was unlike anything I'd had growing up, decadent, luxurious, and oh so satisfying. I wasn't sure whether to eat it or propose to it. Of course, adulthood brings wisdom and cholesterol concerns, so I eventually learned how to create a healthier version of that dreamy side dish using Greek yogurt. And that's when my appreciation for spinach took root all over again. If you want to experience the joy of fresh spinach at your fingertips, whether it's tossed in a salad or folded into a healthier cream dish, you're in luck. Spinach is one of the easiest and most rewarding greens to grow. A quick history, the noble origins of spinach. Spinach, Spinacea oleracea, is believed to have originated in ancient Persia, modern-day Iran. From there, it traveled through India and made its way to China around the 7th century, where it was nicknamed the Persian vegetable. By the 12th century, it had reached Europe, where it gained popularity among monks, popes, and poets, and eventually Popeye the Sailor Man. Popular spinach varieties for home gardeners: Bloomsdale Longstanding, crinkled leaves, rich in flavor, great for salads. Space, a smooth leaf variety that's resistant to bolting and easy to clean. Tai, hybrid variety that's bolt resistant and good for fall and spring planting. Baby leaf spinach, perfect for containers and quick harvests. How to grow spinach anywhere. Climate tips by USDA. Growing zones, zones 3 to 6. Plant in early spring or late summer for a fall harvest. It prefers cool weather and can even handle a light frost. Zones 7 to 10, grow in fall and winter. In hot summer zones, spinach bolts quickly. Choose bolt-resistant varieties. Zones 11 to 12, plant during cooler months or grow indoors in partial shade. Where to grow it? Containers. Choose at least 6 to 8 inches deep containers with drainage. Use a rich potting mix and keep in partial sun. Raised beds, ideal for managing soil quality and drainage. Space rows about 12 inches apart and thin seedlings as they grow. Open ground, prepare well-drained, fertile soil. Sow seeds 1/2 inch deep and 2 inches apart, then thin to 4 to 6 inches once sprouted. Pro tip, keep soil consistently moist for tender leaves and consider mulching to retain moisture and reduce weeds. Spinach fun facts. Spinach is technically a relative of beets and quinoa. A cup of cooked spinach has more potassium than a banana. Catherine de' Medici of France was such a fan that Florentine dishes are named after her. She was from Florence. Popeye was right. Spinach is rich in iron, though not quite as much as once believed due to a misplaced decimal point in early research. Healthy creamed spinach with Greek yogurt. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic minced, 10-ounce fresh spinach washed and chopped, 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. Optional, but tasty. 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, salt and pepper to taste. Instructions. 1. Sauté. In a large skillet, heat olive oil over medium heat. Add chopped onion and cook until translucent. Add garlic and cook for 30 seconds more. 2. Add spinach. Stir in spinach and cook until wilted, about 2 to 3 minutes. 3. Cool slightly. Remove skillet from heat and let spinach mixture cool for a minute or two. 4. Mix it up. Stir in Greek yogurt, Parmesan if using, nutmeg, salt, and pepper. Return to low heat and stir until warmed through. Do not boil. 5. Serve. Spoon it alongside grilled meat, roast chicken, or enjoy with baked potatoes. Leftovers make a delicious omelet filling. Hungry for more? If you've got spinach on the brain, and maybe in your teeth, don't stop here. Check out our complete gardening guide to spinach, where you'll find tips for year-round spinach harvests, secrets to avoiding bolting, recipes from smoothies to soups. And yes, even how to win over spinach skeptics at your dinner table.